Welcome back, friends. You are here today for another episode of the Love Your People Well podcast. And I'm thankful that you're taking this time with me today because we're going to talk about time. How do we, as incredibly busy Christian moms, actually use our time in the best possible ways? And there could be several answers to that question of what really is the best use of my time, of this day, this hour, this 5 minutes. There are plenty of things that we can do that would be good and productive and helpful to fill our time. But one of the most important things that we can do is spend some time every day with the Lord. And we've done a few episodes here on the podcast over the years with tips for how to read the Bible, how to pray, why all of that is important, how it impacts not just our day-to-day life, but our children and our husbands and our families. But today we're going to talk about time. When we are insanely busy, how do we actually make time for reading the Bible, praying, and growing closer to the Lord? So I'm glad that you are here. Welcome back. This is, again, the Love Your People Well podcast, where we are all about enjoying every minute of family life as we build happier, healthier, and holier family relationships. And your time with the Lord is absolutely going to pour out into your family life. He's going to bring peace. He's going to bring joy. He's going to bring healing and reconciliation and intimacy in ways that we really can't even imagine on the front end, because he is capable of all of that, and he delights to give good gifts to people who seek him out. So I'm glad you're here. I know that this time on today's podcast will be valuable to you and filled with some practical tips. And I'll just introduce myself in case you're new to the podcast here. I am your host, and my name is Jess Hayes. I am a marriage and family therapist in the state of South Carolina. I am a wife and a mom. I've got 4 kiddos ages 4 and under. And I cannot make the claim, like my pastor can, that I've read the Bible every single day for the past 20 plus years, but I can absolutely tell you that I spend time reading the Bible and praying pretty much every day, and it is far and away my favorite part of the day. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't love that time with my kids and with my husband and the other things that are going on, but the way that I've been able to carve out daily devotional time in this season, this very busy season of life, it is very sweet and it is very meaningful. And so it is my prayer that you can have a similar experience in your own home, in your own busy life, in your own relationship with the Lord. So I am glad that you are here. This is going to be a fun and practical conversation. And I want to kick it off by just asking the question, why? Before we talk about how to make time for that daily connection point with the Lord, we need to ground ourselves with an understanding of why it actually is worth the effort. Because like I already said, we know you can fill every minute of your day with good things, productive things. And honestly, sometimes when you sit and read the Bible and you're praying, it doesn't always feel productive. It doesn't always feel like a big emotional experience. We don't always get, you know, an aha moment or a big light bulb going off on how we're living our life, but it is absolutely meaningful. And just a few things I want to highlight there to remind ourselves about why it really is worth the effort to make time. I'm not going to say find time, because we all have 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week. We are making the time. We're being intentional with our time. I'll give you 3 reasons why this is going to be worth your effort. And the first is a really common cliche that's absolutely true, which is that you cannot pour out and give to others from an empty cup. If you are just totally burned out, worn down, exhausted, and you're not connecting with the Holy Spirit and inviting Him to refresh you and fill you, you're going to be pouring from an empty cup. And we can sometimes do that for a day or a week or a month, but not over the long term. We can't really enjoy life when we are exhausted and overwhelmed. And that connects me with the second point there, which is that our Lord Jesus very specifically wants us to come to Him when we are feeling empty and exhausted. He says that in Matthew 11, that when we are weary and we are burdened, we should come to Him and He will give us rest. And there can be a lot of great things to do with self-care, making time for things you enjoy. Actually, on the website at loveyourpeoplewell.com, on the freebies page, we have a 51 free self-care ideas list. Like, that can definitely be valuable, but that time in hobbies or leisure is not the same as resting in the Lord. And the third piece there I'll highlight is, again, if we look at scripture, I am always challenged as I read in the Gospel of John, I believe it's chapter 14, where Jesus talks about Himself as the vine and us as the branches. And He says very specifically that if we want to bear fruit in our life, we have to stay connected to the vine. He is the source of life and goodness. And I mean, I'm not going to speak for you, but I feel pretty confident you would agree with me that you want fruit in your family relationships. You want a happy marriage. You want a deep connection with your kids. When they're grown and they're out of the house and they're busy with their own lives, you want them to call you and come home for holidays and visit. We want good fruit in our family life. And that's simply not going to happen to its deepest and fullest extent without connection to the vine, the life that we have in Christ. And so I hope a few of those encouragements make it at least worth listening to a few more minutes with some tips about how you can make that time, carve out that time to connect with the Lord every day. And I already mentioned the website, but I'll mention that again because there's a lot of great resources at loveyourpeoplewell.com. There's a whole page actually with different devotionals. I believe there's six on there at this point that I've written over the years tackling different topics around family life. There's freebies. There's even a freebie called the Holy Habits 45-Day Bible and Prayer Challenge, which might be a great way to start that daily habit of reading the Bible and praying and actually feeling confident about how you're doing that you're understanding what the Lord says. But you can have all the resources in the world, and that does not create more time. So I want to highlight kind of a 3x3 method here. I have three overall tips that we all can use to actually find, create, prioritize that time with the Lord. And then I want to talk through three basic options. We all in our 24 hours have three different chunks of time, and you can create time with the Lord in all three of those options. It's just a matter of figuring out what works best for you and your family in this season. Let me interrupt our conversation just for a moment to invite you to join me over in the Faith Fiverr Club. This is our private community where every month we go deep into a different topic of family life. With a private podcast, a personal workbook, month by month, encouragement and resources, join us at patreon.com/loveyourpeoplewell. All right, let's get back to our conversation. But the first step, if you want to really hone in on that daily devotional time, no matter how busy you are, You have to start by getting the things that you need. Now, yes, that might be a resource from loveyourpeoplewell.com, one of my devotionals or something like that. But your first step is actually going to be to make sure you have a Bible that you like, that you can understand. It might not be the same translation your parents use or your church uses or that you grew up with. Find a Bible that you enjoy opening, that you can understand. And I would definitely recommend alongside that having a journal and a pen. Now, this might be exclusively a prayer journal. For myself, I like to kind of process through things that I'm reading. So I will sometimes write down a verse that jumps out to me, a question that I might want to follow up on or research or pray about. And I definitely do write down prayers as well. And I find it helpful to have as a third piece, well, I guess a fourth because a journal and a pen, that's two separate items. But I do find it helpful to have a devotional or some kind of study guide that is prompting me with questions, especially when I might feel stuck in what I'm reading. I absolutely think that that devotional time can be so meaningful if it's just you and God's word. You don't really need a journal and a pen. Worst case scenario, memorize some scripture. Hey, you don't even need a Bible because it's inside your own head. It's probably on your phone. But I personally do find that if I have some sort of study or devotional that I'm working through, not just to hear someone else's commentary, but to ask questions for me to reflect on, I find that very helpful. And as I said, I have some of those on the website that might get you started. The fourth piece, or really fifth piece, I suppose, that I will mention here, which is not a requirement, but I have not been using it over the last few months. We are in March, and I haven't used it yet this year, and I am missing it in a big way. And so I want to mention it here because I think it's worth noting. And that is, I'm going to give a very specific recommendation. Of course, you might apply it differently in your life, but I love the Hope Planner. And someone gave me a different planner this year. I'm not going to name it because it is beautiful and very nice. And I looked it up online. It's actually quite pricey, but it does an okay job of, you know, organizing my to-do list and my daily schedule and that kind of thing. But I have distinctly found myself missing the Hope Planner. I went online today to buy one for myself. It's undated, so you can start it at any time, because it organizes your day by space for your Bible reading and notes, followed by space for your prayers, followed by your daily schedule and to-do list. And having those things all connected in one place, I knew I liked it, but I did not realize how helpful that is for me personally. Now, your personality might be different. That's awesome. That's why maybe this is kind of an add-on resource here. But I find that my daily devotional time is at its best when I have my Bible, I have a journal and a pen, I have some sort of devotional or study that I'm working through, and I have my Hope Planner. I just reordered a new one. I am excited for it to come. Because I find that I am very easily distracted. Like, oh yeah, don't forget to do this thing later today. Oh yeah, I have that appointment at 3 o'clock or whatever. And being able to just jot it down right there in the same place where I'm being prompted to write some notes and thoughts from the Bible and from prayer, I at least find that really helpful. So I will put a link in the description for this episode, and you can find the link on the website as well if you might be interested in trying out the Hope Planner. But those are some of the resources that are going to equip you for that really meaningful time with the Lord. But the second piece here is that you will do well if you're struggling to get that regular time to schedule it. Put it in your planner, put it in your calendar, put it in your phone to pop up at whatever time of day you're wanting to do it. Tell a friend, get some accountability there around what you're doing. Join a Bible study from your church or in your community, but get it on your schedule. Now, ideally, this can become a routine, But you have to start by simply deciding, this is when I'm going to try to do it. And then if that's working for you, then it can, you know, over time, over the days and weeks, it can become a habit. It can become a routine. And that's really the secret sauce. When it's a routine and it's just like a regular part of your daily rhythm, you are far more likely to actually do it. So start by scheduling it and pray and be intentional to move toward a habit, a rhythm, a routine where it's actually happening without you having to be super intentional or put in a lot of effort to get that time. And the third piece here, and this is where we're going to break it down to the three different chunks of every busy Christian mom's day. The third piece here is that you have to be realistic. If you have a plan for your devotional time that includes a hot cup of coffee and some light instrumental music in the background and the house is quiet and, you know, it's not super bright yet, it's like still a little dim and you can kind of slowly sit there with the Lord, that can happen, but that's not going to happen at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You probably need to go with before the kids are up or after the kids are in bed. You just need to make sure that your plan is not overly dependent on a perfect day or an ideal situation, but that it is actually realistic. So that might include that reality check that you have kids. They're probably loud. They probably are interrupting you at many times during the day. They probably distract you. They probably need a lot of things from you. If your kids are anything like my kids, you know, the minute you pull out a book of any kind, it's like there's a beacon of light through the whole house and they all suddenly gravitate toward you because they instantly need something. So your realistic plan to make time to get with the Lord every day, it has to include the reality that you have kids. Maybe you have a job. You need the occasional conversation with your husband. You probably have a bathroom that needs to get cleaned every once in a while. We have to have plans that are realistic. And that includes, yes, do I have the stuff that I need? Do I know when I'm going to try to do this? But also, just being real about what might go wrong, what might get in the way, what might not be ideal, and then you do it anyway. You figure out how to work around or work within those limitations, or I don't want to think of our kids as limitations, but those boundaries or those things or people or situations or items on the calendar that are a part of your life. And they are going to impact your success with finding time, making time to sit down and be with the Lord. So let's talk through some realistic tips for those three chunks of every mom's day. All of us, no matter how busy you are, no matter if you're a stay-at-home mom, working out of the home mom, you've got two kids, you've got eight kids, whatever, you have a chunk of time before your kids wake up, you have a chunk of time during the day, and you have a chunk of time before bed. And it might be that, you know, the before the kids wake up time, you are asleep and they wake you up in the morning. Doesn't mean there's not a part of the 24 hours before they're awake. It's just not maybe an option for you with your current routine and schedule. And it might be that you're collapsing in bed about 5 minutes after your kids are. So that time frame might be really short as well. But we're tricking ourselves if we think those chunks of time are not an option, because they do exist. You might be using them for other things right now, and I am not here to tell you one is better or worse or right or wrong, but I want us to lay out some tips for all three of those different chunks of time in which you could sit down, read your Bible, pray, and connect with the Lord. Whether that's 5 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, the connection point is really what matters. So let's just walk through the day, friends. Let's walk through that first chunk of time, the magical minutes or hours maybe before the kids wake up. So there are, I think, two really big pros and two cons to trying to fit your devotional time in before the kids wake up. The pros are you have a lot more control about if it happens or not. Your kids are not going through their busy life, and you know, you're not going to be getting phone calls and emails from work. You can set your alarm. And so you do have a pretty good level of control, and it starts your day right. Like, you're getting with the Lord before all the craziness and hecticness of the day. And I'll go ahead and add a third pro in there, which is your coffee will actually be hot. I can never drink a cup of hot coffee after the kids are awake, unless I'm going to reheat it in the microwave 12 times. So there are a few pros here. Now, obviously, there are some cons, and the big one is sleep. Glorious sleep. When that alarm goes off, you probably don't want to remove the covers and get out of bed and start the day. We all want more sleep. That's just part of being a mom. But also, there is a con here, because even if you're getting up before your kids wake up, there are probably other things that also would go more smoothly or be more successful if you did them before the kids wake up. It's really popular for people to try to exercise before the kids wake up. This might be a great time to do some cleaning or do some chores because the kids aren't interrupting you. So there's probably some competition for what this time might look like. So I have a few tips. If you think, yes, I would like to try to do my devotional time before the kids wake up, this is when I do my devotional time, and I love it. I mean, I go out of my way. I hate that alarm going off, but I will most days, 9 out of 10 days, I will get up because I value this time. And so some tips that have helped me to be successful with this, it starts the night before. If I go to bed when I intend to go to bed, I'm a lot more successful at not hitting the snooze button 1,000 times. But that might be different for you about what time that might be. But a good bedtime routine, setting an alarm in the morning, and not an alarm that you hate, but something that you're willing to let go off and it doesn't start your day grumpy. And it's really helpful if you want to try to do this before the kids wake up to find some sort of very specific routine or place. Like, you don't want to be thinking at 5:30 in the morning, oh yeah, where's my Bible? Oh yeah, where's my cup of water? Wait a minute, where's my slippers? Like, lay it all out the night before. I have a little box that I keep my Bible, my devotional, my journal, my pens, like all of that is in a small box. It's a little bit bigger than a shoebox. And I literally put it on the couch before I go to bed, so that in the morning, all I have to do is wake up, put on the slippers, the coffee, you know, we have it preset. Maybe that's another tip. Preset, I don't have to think about it. I can just pour the coffee, sit down, and start my Bible time. So be prepared ahead of time. And then the last tip I would say here is to make it meaningful. Like, I enjoy that time, yes, partly for the connection with the Lord, but also, let's be honest, I like my hot coffee, and I like the silence of the house, and I enjoy the Bible study that I'm doing, and I'm a part of a group that I know they're going to meet Wednesday and talk about it, whether I am prepared or not. And so making it enjoyable is really helpful, especially when that alarm goes off and you are thinking, all I want in the whole wide world is a little more sleep, but really what I want is the fruit and the intimacy with the Lord and the patience that He's going to offer me and all of those benefits from spiritual growth. But let's talk for a few more minutes about some tips for how to squeeze in that devotional time during the day and then after your kids go to bed, but before you have gone to bed. So if we focus in on the during the day chunk, now that's obviously the majority of your day, and you might work out of the home, and so the during the day time is not actually a ton of time, but you might get a lunch break at work, you might have some audio options during your commute, so you can consider those. I'm thinking from the perspective of I'm with my kids most of the day. which means far and away the number one pro to doing my devotional time during the day is that my kids can see it happening. It models for them. Mommy takes this seriously. Mommy likes to read the Bible. Mommy likes to pray. Mommy is going to prioritize this. And of course, the number one con there is that there's a lot more distractions during the day. I have four kids. There are four distractions. I could tell you their names and ages and weights, but that is not necessary because you have your own distractions. There's a lot going on during the day. But if that's the chunk of time that's going to be best for you or most realistic for you, yes, if you're out of the home, you might consider an audio Bible. There are definitely apps and podcasts and things where they'll kind of guide you through prayer. You could look at your lunch break and what that looks like. But again, if you're home with the kids, setting that scheduled time is helpful. It's also really going to be helpful to have a plan for what the kids are doing during your devotional time. And that might be, if they're old enough, it's their own special Bible time, their own devotional with their name on it. It might be some special activities that only come out during mommy's devotional time. It could be a certain show that they just, you know, you can only watch it when mommy is reading her Bible. But having something tangible for the kids to be doing so that they are at least less likely to distract you. Even if that's as simple, I mean, a girl in my Bible study, she has a, how old are her kids? She has a 7-month-old and a 2.5-year-old. And she sits at the table for her Bible time and everyone gets paper and crayons because otherwise they're going to color on her devotional. And that works for them. It doesn't have to be big and fancy, but have a plan. And again, know what you are intending to do. Where is your Bible? Where's your pen? And the other thing I would highlight here is keeping a good perspective. You cannot expect you're going to have 20 minutes of Bible reading and prayer time without a distraction. And if you expect that you will, you'll probably be annoyed when it doesn't happen. And so have a good perspective. Look at this as an opportunity to not only have your own devotional time, but again, you're modeling it for your kids. Engage them in it. You might read out loud. You might ask them the questions. You might pray together. There are so many opportunities here. But if you are intentional about what will my kids be doing, you're going to be a lot more successful. And let's close out with a few tips for that before bed chunk of time. A lot of people, this is kind of the golden spot for them. They're not awake enough in the morning and then the day is way too crazy. So there's a pro here to do your devotional time before bed. Again, you have a little more control because the kids are asleep. And it is a really great opportunity to kind of review the day. And I'll say as a counselor, now obviously this is a podcast. I'm not your counselor. I don't know if this would work for you, but I've worked with many ladies over the years who have anxiety struggles where doing their Bible study before bed is really helpful because it lets them kind of process through and pray over the various things that made them feel anxious. They can put a plan in place for the next day. It kind of like empties all of that out before you're trying to fall asleep. And so there's a lot there for confession and for prayer and for intercession. So those are definitely some pros to prioritizing that before bed chunk of time. But the cons are pretty big, at least in my world, which is far and away that you're probably tired at the end of the day. And some people are morning people and some people are nighttime people. I mean, my husband, he could probably fall asleep at 7 o'clock every day and he will wake up early if he has to get stuff done. And I'm kind of a hit or miss. I would love to go to bed early and sleep in late, but neither of those happens on the regular basis. But the reality is, if you're so tired that you can't keep your eyes open, this is not a realistic time for your daily devotional. And it's also worth noting, this is also the time of day when husbands and wives are most likely to grab a few minutes to talk or snuggle or sit on the couch or close and lock the bedroom door and have their intimate time together. And so you definitely don't want to prioritize Bible time if it's stealing a small chunk that you might have actually available for your husband. Now that'll lead me into some tips here, because it might be helpful to find a Bible reading plan that you can do with your husband. You're reading the same thing at the same time. Maybe you're doing a devotional where you're talking together about the questions. One of my favorite devotionals is the 1 year praying through the Bible for your kids. And my husband and I have done that devotional every night for, going on 3 years now, I think. And that's really helpful for us. Now, we don't count that as our own personal devotional time, but it's really helpful for that couple's connection time. And if I haven't been able to read the Bible today, I like knowing I'm at least going to have a little bit there before bed. But another tip here, if you're trying to do it before bed, is to write down your prayers, because you're most likely, I think, at least in my experience, to get distracted because you're tired and your brain might be kind of trying to prep for tomorrow. It's really easy to get mentally distracted. So write down the things you want to pray for and have a pen and paper to jot down those little thoughts that pop up. Oh yeah, I need to do that. Oh yeah. Ooh, I almost forgot. Gosh. You don't have to try to push the thoughts away if you're prepared to just jot them down and then they aren't distracting you. And I'll mention again the Hope Planner, which is my favorite planner. And that helps me at the end of the day when those thoughts are popping up, I can just flip the page, put it there on the to-do list for tomorrow. And I know I'm going to look at that in the morning when I'm kind of prepping the day, doing my devotional time. And I know I don't have to think about where did I write it? Am I going to remember it? Because it's all in one place. So my friends, I am thankful first and foremost that you took this time with me today. A half hour of mom time is very valuable. And I hope that you're walking away with some encouragement and some ideas, and even just a dedication to trial and error, try some different things out to make that daily devotional time happen. I'm so glad that you're here. Again, you can grab a lot of resources over at loveyourpeoplewell.com. And if you enjoy this podcast, if you have listened to more than one episode and you're listening here all the way to the end, I would love your support and your encouragement by leaving a review in Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. That is really helpful and really encouraging. And I will invite you to join us over inside our Patreon community. We call it the Faith Fiverr Club, because every month we're diving into a different topic, kind of a monthly challenge, with a workbook and a private podcast, lots of encouragement. So I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you will continue to dive in to the places that are going to be most helpful for your family life, your family relationships. And I trust that the Lord will meet you, whether it's for 5 minutes or 30 minutes, once a week or every day, every time that you set aside some time for the Lord, He is delighted and He is right there to meet you in it. So with all of that in mind, my friends, you can get more over at loveyourpeoplewell.com. And we will be back next week with more biblical encouragement and practical tips to help you love your people well. But until then, hugs and blessings to you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon. I'm so glad you joined me today for this episode of the Love Your People Well podcast. If you found it helpful or encouraging, please leave a written review to encourage me, but also to help the show grow. You can even copy the link to this episode and text it to a friend. Don't forget to grab all your resources at loveyourpeoplewell.com and join us inside the Faith Fiverr Club for extra perks every week.